You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Our mission here at Boise State Public Radio and at Idaho Matters is to keep you updated, to keep you informed and educated about the facts of what is happening regarding the coronavirus here in our state. So as of noon today, the official number of cases in Idaho sits at 50. If you are listening to our program later in the day, you know that that number could be changing. That is of noon today. And to keep yourself updated around the clock, head to our blog at boisestatepublicradio.org to learn more. Unemployment numbers here in Idaho, they are climbing due to the coronavirus crisis. So how is the State Department of Labor managing the influx of unemployment insurance applications? What else do you need to know if you've been laid off during this downturn? Joining us live over the phone today is Janie Revere. She is the Director of Labor for the state of Idaho. Janie, thanks so much for joining us today.
Hey, thank you.
So I understand that your office has been getting a significant amount more of applications for unemployment insurance recently. So what are the ways that this is really, you know, frankly, stressing your office and your staff?
We have seen a tremendous increase in the amount of filings, about a 1,300% increase in filings this week compared to last week. The staff have really pull together. We have all hands on deck. We are reallocating staff from some areas of the department to try and address the needs. But unemployment insurance is really technical, and not just anyone can help answer questions and advise individuals on how best to respond or fill out the forms. And so we're asking the public to be patient with us as we try to respond to questions as quickly as possible. We're really encouraging people to go online and check at labor.idaho.gov. We have the ability to answer a lot of questions. We have frequently asked questions posted there, as well as the ability just to file online. There's no need to call our office to file. It can all be done online. If there are questions that aren't answered on our website or you have a problem with your claim once you've filed, then you can call, but know that wait times are very high, and at some time throughout the day, all of our phone lines are busy, and so you may just get a busy signal. We're doing our best to get through that, but please be patient with us and call back if you can't get your questions answered online.
Because my understanding is that your branch officers, they're closed to the general public right now. So, you know, you can't just walk in and get that help. I mean, it's either online or, as you said, through a phone call.
So, correct. Our local offices have closed, but a few years ago, we transitioned everything to online, so you would not have been able to, even if we had not closed our local offices to the general public, you would not have been able to walk into those offices and file. You need to do it online, or in those rare cases where it can't be done online, then we will take a claim over the phone, but we don't it in person, haven't for years.
Janie, how do people know if they meet those requirements to qualify?
So those are, we've tried to address that in our frequently asked questions.
Okay.
And so I would encourage someone to, if they're wondering whether or not they qualify, check online and see. For most individuals that have been laid off, there's a good chance they'll be eligible. There's a lot of nuances to unemployment insurance law. And so if there are questions about whether or not they are eligible or if their hours have been reduced, are they eligible for a portion, we encourage people to go ahead and apply, get that claim active, and then we can work through those issues.
And it's my understanding, too, that you, like when you do file for unemployment, that we still have a waiting period in place. I believe it's 1 week. But then don't you want to file by a certain day so that that eligibility can start? Is it Saturday? I don't remember for sure.
So right now in Idaho, there is a statutory requirement for a waiting week. And the federal government recently passed the Families First COVID Response Act that gives states some flexibility in administering UI law. We are currently working with the governor to see what changes we have the ability to make in our code to address some of the flexibility that was provided by the federal government. So as we expect to have more answers to some of those questions in the coming weeks about what are we going to have a waiting week? What are we going to do with employer charges? Things like that. We'll have more clarity in the next few days, hopefully.
It's my understanding that the fund used to pay for unemployment actually ran out during the Great Recession last decade. Are there worries that something like that could happen again?
According to my economist, we're in a much better position headed into this crisis than we were headed into the Great Recession when it comes to the stability of our trust fund. However, depending on how deep the layoffs are and the length, it's impossible to say with 100% certainty that we have everything we need in our trust fund. But our trust fund is currently solvent, and we are solvent enough to sustain a recession similar to the Great Recession. So we hope that we will not be in a position where our trust fund is bankrupt. We're in a much better position than we were prior to the Great Recession.
If you're just joining us, we're talking with Janie Revere. She is the director of the Idaho Department of Labor. So Janie, let's go back to kind of, you know, how you file for unemployment and like any common hiccups that folks have. I mean, is there certain documentation that before people even, you know, go online, what should they have in hand so that they can make this as easy of a process as possible?
Yeah, that's a really good question. We have all of this laid out on our website. So if people have questions, please go check our website. But to file, you need to have your work history for the last 2 years. You need your Social Security number. You need your bank routing and account number for direct deposit. It speeds up the delivery of your benefit. You need your driver's license or your state ID card number, or your alien registration if you're not a citizen. So those are the things that you need to file. And like I said, if you didn't catch all that, please check out our website at labor.idaho.gov, and it has all those details.
You know, so we're seeing layoffs that really aren't across the board necessarily. I mean, it is specific sectors, restaurants, hospitality, retail, excuse me. And we know that a lot of those are lower paying jobs typically. So any idea how this pattern, you know, going forward might impact jobs, but also the Idaho economy when we start getting back on our feet after this?
Well, as you said, we're seeing some industries being much more severely impacted than others. Right now, retail, not grocery, is being most impacted, to transportation, warehouse, airports, restaurants and hotels, education and educational services. Those are all industries that are being impacted right now, depending on how economy continues to react in the direction we get from government officials, we may see other sectors impacted. We currently have some sectors that are still hiring and need workers. And so trying to anticipate what the recovery will look like, mm-hmm, will kind of depend on how long it lasts and how much additional support or options come, mm-hmm, down from the federal government to allow businesses to react and respond to this.
So, Janie, talk about what you just commented on, that there are sectors that actually are still hiring right now, because you know as well as I know that so many people who are being laid off right now are those hourly workers who work paycheck to paycheck. This is stressful enough for everyone who is financially sound, let alone for people who are not in that category. So what are those sectors that are hiring?
We just talked with our Department of Health and Welfare earlier today about assisted living facilities that need additional workers to help out. And there's not a requirement that they have a CNA, so they can basically hire someone off the street. So there's a big need for help in some of those areas. We have heard from some of the grocery industry that they need additional workers for stocking shelves and things like that. We are, at the department, we try and connect job seekers with jobs that are available. And so we're working to make sure that we can post, the businesses will post where they have openings, and then we can connect them in our system.
You know, this has been stressful for everyone, and I, you know, definitely, I'm sure in your position, so stressful in so many ways. What is keeping you up at night dealing with this and the amount of claims that are coming in?
I think as all employers, our biggest concern is for the health and safety of our staff, and making sure that we can continue to keep our staff healthy so that we can respond. We're fortunate right now we don't have any known cases here in the department, but we're trying to set our staff up so that they can work from home. It's quite an undertaking to move a department of this size to more of a telecommuting situation and still provide the level of service that our that Idahoans are expecting. We are also unsure of what new programs will come down from the federal government and our ability to deliver those programs effectively and efficiently could be challenging based on the capabilities of our systems. And so we want to be as nimble and responsive as we can be, but we do have some constraints based on our systems capabilities and the personnel to carry out the work.
I want to thank you so much for joining us today and talking a bit more about this. We've been talking with Janie Revere. She is the director of the Idaho Department of Labor, talking about the uptick in jobless claims, but also what folks can do if they're needing assistance. Janie, thanks for your time today.
Thank you.
Up next, we talk with a medical expert answering your questions about coronavirus. This is Idaho Matters.